Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
5:43 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. This weekend, among all the other things going on, is the annual St. Jude Telethon in Peoria that raises money for the St. Jude Midwest affiliate, among others. And there are a number of runs going on to Peoria from various parts of the state. There is, of course, as there has been for a long time, a run here from Galesburg to Peoria. And Pam Orwig and Marcy Davis are here to talk about that. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Which one of you, Marcy, you're running, right?
I am.
How in the world do you run all that? I mean, I know that you run and you take breaks and things like that, but what possesses somebody to run for such a long time, do you think?
Well, like you said, the run is broken up into like 2 to 3 mile segments, and you can run as many or the least amount that you would like. But I started the run when my son was diagnosed with leukemia. It's just something that I wanted to do for him, to raise money and help the hospital that saved him.
How is your son doing?
He's doing amazing.
That's great. That's great. I just had a friend who had a son with leukemia, and they spent a lot of time down in Memphis, and sure enough, he's as good as could be now. So I'm very happy to hear that. Pam, talk about this from your standpoint. I know you've been involved in this for a while yourself, correct?
Yes. My husband and I have been participating in the run for about 12 years.
Okay.
Our son Bryce was born in 2005 with a malignant tumor along his rib cage.
Wow.
And he started chemo at a month and a half old. So fast forward quite a while, and he was diagnosed with a different type of cancer in 2016. And St. Jude helped us through that, and he's healthy. He's actually sitting out in the waiting area out front. He's doing wonderful, and the run is just one way that we give back. We're both going to drive the support vehicles. It's a relay type run, so when runners aren't out on 150, we have to make sure that we get the other runners and all the supplies ahead of where they're running, so that everything's ready to go at the next stop.
It's really kind of a team effort to do this, not just from the runners, but as you said, people driving the support vehicles and making sure nothing happens along the way and that sort of thing. What an effort.
There's a committee of us, and we work on this all year round. We have fundraisers. Heather Knicker and Jen Good are our co-coordinators, and they do an excellent job with the committee. So it's a year-long effort, and it all goes into that one day.
And thanks to Heather, by the way, for convincing the two of you to come in today. So you've each talked about, you have obviously personal stories to share about why this is important for you. Why should, from your perspective, why should someone continue to give to St. Jude? If I know this correctly, and tell me if I'm wrong, you don't pay a dime for any of the medical care your kids received, correct?
Correct. We went to Memphis for part of our treatment, and we don't pay for housing, travel, or any of the care or food while we're there. So
that had to be for both of you a big concern at first. Once you found out that both of your kids were diagnosed, just kind of, you know, sorting, obviously making sure your kids are taken care of and treated was the main thing. But I imagine there were probably moments of panic along the way when you tried to figure out how you were going to get through all that, from both the financial and, you know, stress and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's hard enough to deal with having a child who's critically ill. So when you take just the need for wondering about where the money's going to come from and what if you have to take time off from work, and that just kind of takes that out of the equation. It's one less thing you have to worry about. Bryce actually has been able to do all of his treatments and care in Peoria at the St. Jude Midwest affiliate.
That's great.
So we did not have to go to Memphis. And a lot of people, I don't think, realize that St. Jude is so close, that we have a clinic that's close by, and it's really good for families in our area.
And folks in Peoria, especially starting with the TV station and on, I think they were largely responsible for you being able to stay in Peoria and get that treatment there. And kind of started this whole St. Jude run thing to begin with.
Yes, St. Jude, the Midwest affiliate in Peoria, was the first affiliate. Now there's, I don't know how many, I think less than 10.
Yeah. I think there's 7 or 8.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in the country. And the Memphis run started in 1982. Mike McCoy and Gene Pratt started that. There were a small group of them that ran from the main hospital in Memphis to Peoria. And then Galesburg was the very first satellite run, and they started in 1984. And now I think this year there are 35 satellite runs that come from different cities.
So, Marcy, what kind of mental prep do you have to do to kind of to take on a run like this, even if you're just running a couple of miles at a time before stopping? Have you, not to mention that I can't get up at the crack of dawn anymore to save my soul. I know that's that's battle number one in all this, right?
Right. Well, I mean, in the past, I've ran quite a bit throughout the summer. I haven't so much this summer, so we'll see how Saturday goes. But
be begging for the driving the support vehicle,
right?
For a
yeah,
while. There
no,
you go.
But the whole day is amazing,
yeah.
And once you get there, it's just the adrenaline kicks in, and you just go. My goal the first year was to run 10 miles, and I ran 15.
Wow.
So.
That's 14.9 more miles than I could probably run in the course of a day. But I imagine, and having watched the telethon, which I think is on WEEK on Saturday, you know, seeing the celebration and all the cheering and all that, the closer you get to the Civic Center, that is where, yeah, the Civic Center.
Watching all the satellites running is awesome.
That's an amazing thing, isn't it?
It's a wonderful experience. The first year that we went to watch before we got involved in the run, it was just an amazing sight to see, because you knew why all of those people were there and why they were doing what they were doing. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to see.
So talk a little bit about, again, what will happen on Saturday. You leave from the parking lot across from the radio station here before sunrise or right at sunrise?
Our goal is to leave at 6 in the morning from the parking lot across from the radio station. That's always our goal.
Uh-huh.
And then we run 150 for the most part. So we'll be heading through Knoxville, and we stop in Williamsfield for lunch and make stops in Brimfield and Kickapoo. And then I think we run into the parking lot approximately around 4:45. And then all of the runs will kick off the telethon, which starts at 6:30.
Okay. And Pam, you and Marcy, and others have raised money leading up to this day, or still raising money?
We're still raising money, and we've done that through our fundraising. We've had a few different things that have been really successful. Dick Blick consistently and faithfully donate $8,000 each year to
That's
our
great.
Run. And then Marcy's parents coordinate a golf outing, and I think they raised $25,000 for our run.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. And then it's not too late for if anybody out there listening wants to still donate. All they need to do is go to stjuderuns.org. Search for the Galesburg link, and then just pick any of the runners or support people and go to their page, and you can donate that way. Last year, just the Galesburg run raised $133,000 for St. Jude.
That's fantastic, and that's probably right on par with the numbers you've raised in previous years, I'm guessing.
We've been increasing each year the
that's
last
awesome.
Few years. We've been able to up our amount.
Wonderful. So I guess then the final question before we wrap up, and then is it's going to be hot on Saturday. Are you guys going to be able to handle this?
I'll have the air conditioning on in my van for the runners the whole way.
Hey, there you go. That's fantastic.
We'll go through lots of Gatorade and water, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will. And yeah, even if you don't maybe run as much as you thought you might because of the heat or whatever, you're doing a very great thing, that's for sure. So again, tell me that link one more time if folks want to give.
It's stjuderuns.org.
Okay, and we'll put that on WGIL.com when we post this interview momentarily. So anything else we're forgetting about this, Marcy and Pam?
I just want to say thank you to everybody for donating, being a part of anything to do with St. Jude. You never know when you're going to need them. You never think you're going to be the person that needs them.
Yeah.
And just everyone that donates, it's amazing. It's an amazing place.
St. Jude's a family. It's a family that you never really want to be a part of, but when something like this happens, you're so glad that they're there for you.
All right. Pam Orwig, Marcy Davis, thank you so much for coming in tonight and talking about this. Best of luck this weekend, and I'm very glad to hear that both of your kids are doing okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You.